Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kurt Young. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The DH, Mickey Tettleton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Craig Worthington. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Jeff McKnight. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hoyle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randolph reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire hits a line drive into right field. McKnight settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose strikes out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball 4. Canseco moves to second. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss hits a pop-up into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthington hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Melvin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Henderson. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallagher is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallagher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Young fires to first and has Gallagher trapped. There's the throw to Weiss who tags Gallagher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Canseco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jose is 0-for-1 in the game. Jose hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lansford. Ripken moves to third. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Tettleton. The throw from Quirk to Randolph and they have Tettleton trapped. The throw over to Maguire, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph bunts towards first. Hoyle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Randolph for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McKnight is 0 for 1 in the game. McKnight bunts towards first. Maguire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKnight for the out. Hoyles moves to second. One out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maguire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallagher for the out. Hoyles moves to third. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Maguire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maguire is 0 for 2 in the game. Maguire hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. Henderson scores. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Orioles, 1. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose hits a pop-up into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Quirk and he is safe. Devereaux steals second. Mickey Tettleton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Worthington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Devereaux moves to third. Craig Worthington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Worthington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Worthington takes first base on ball 4. Gene Nelson now pitching. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Weiss hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of McKnight. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. 1 out. David Sege now playing first base. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sege scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lansford for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. David Sege is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sege strikes out. 1 out. Jeff McKnight is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McKnight is 0 for 1 in the game. McKnight hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKnight for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson pinch hits for Dave Gallagher. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brady Anderson now playing left field. Mark Williamson now pitching. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jose is 0-for-3 in the game. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jose for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Finley pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Steve Finley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Finley hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken strikes out. Quirk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ripken out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Finley now playing right field. Jeff McKnight now playing second base. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Olson now pitching. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Weiss. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Willie Randolph batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McKnight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tettleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsulac pinch hits for Craig Worthington. Joe Orsulac is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Orsulac strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Melvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.